Well, Malachy entering new territory for Buncrana on Saturday evening in Celtic Park, taking on The Rock in a first ever Ulster semi-final.
It is indeed, Tom. It's the first ever at adult level, is correct. Looking forward at very much, Tom, especially getting into Celtic Park, which is it's good for the likes of the supporters and that of the Buncrana people that don't have that massive far to travel. It's great. It's great for them, great for the team, great for the club.
Yeah, and going in on the back of a good quarter-final win over Collegeland, the Armagh champions.
It is right, Tom. We played Collegeland there a couple of weeks ago. Collegeland, the Armagh champions, come from a very, very small area. We had a good one over them, Tom, to be honest, yeah.
And that came really quick after your Donegal final, so you've had a little bit of time to draw your breath since.
We have indeed. Well, it gets a wee bit more time spent on the training pitch, Tom, so it is. It's all needed when you're going out to face a team like The Rock, you know what I mean? And for any of the lads that had wee niggles and that, it gives them a wee bit more time till my end, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and tell me, how are you on the injury front?
We're okay, Tom. We're all still carrying a couple of injuries now, make no mistake about it. This lads there will not be starting with us. They would normally be starting with us, but that's the way it goes, Tom. You're always going to have that, so we are.
Mm. I know the Dara Jigger O'Connor has been the big concern for you and has been carrying a knock. How is he?
Daro's okay. Probably will not know for definite the situation with Dara, but he's not far away from it. We'll know probably better on Saturday how Dara's going to perform till it. Dara did pick up a bad injury there that are in the training field there. It was one of the days of the match, I think it was against Convoy, he picked up the injury and he was slow at mending, but he's not far away, so he's not, Tom.
And who else is of concern?
Oh, Peter McLaughlin's a big, big concern. Peter's played the middle of the field for us all along. Peter would be a big concern, so he would.
Yeah. Nevertheless,
McKenna, who would have been playing for us all year, will be out also.
Yeah, so sweating on those three, are you ruling some of them out?
GP McKenna will be ruled out, so he will be. The other two, we'll just have to sit and wait on them, see what their physio says about them, Tom,
yeah.
Whether they're ready to go or not. We'll let the physio decide that.
Yeah, and tell me, how has the last couple of weeks gone, preparation-wise? You've had 2 weeks.
Training's been going very well, Tom, to be honest, yeah. Full number of players there. We would always, Tom, have three or four players away, like Peter McLaughlin's away there, Aidan Stokes, there's a couple of them there that can't be at the training, so you try and arrange maybe a training session for them at the weekend while they're home, but other than that, training's been going very, very good.
Mm. And tell me, The Rock come with a big reputation. Have you seen them, or do you know much of them?
We went and watched The Rock play GLAC, the Derry champions there, and it was very hard to judge that night, Tom. I thought The Rock was a very good side. GLAC was just all right, you know what I mean? But The Rock's a good side, Tom. Make no mistake about it. They've won this Ulster competition a couple of times, so, and they've gone to All-Ireland final, so that speaks for itself. They're a good side.
Yeah. Having said that, on your day, you're a match for most, given, you know, the quality that you have in your side. You know, we look at Keelan McGonigal, we look at, you know, Bruce Waldron, we look at John Campbell, as we mentioned, Dara O'Connor, Peter McLaughlin there as well. Obviously, you're sweating on those two. Quite a lot of your players with inter-county experience. Keelan is in the senior squad. Dara had been and out through injury.
You're 100% right, Tom. I suppose the thing is about these lads, you have to remember, Tom, they're still only averaging out about 22, 23 years of age. Keelan McGonigal's only 22 years of age. Dara O'Connor would be a year older, and I would find the Rock boys is carrying a wee bit more experience, you know what I mean? They have their lads Gurley and fall back there and a few spread all over the field. But our lads is no bad side either now, Tom, in all fairness to them. But I think they're up against a very experienced side, a side that has played at a very high level.